Moving on now, the last few months have seen an increase in the number of owners in the Czech Republic selling successful companies, first established or privatized in the early 1990s. According to analysts, many privately owned firms have reached a milestone whereby owners, now in their 50s or 60s, are weighing whether to take them to the next level or sell. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Founding a company in the Czech Republic in the 1990s was not an easy prospect following 40 years of communism and was described by some as nothing less than an adventure. Now, 18 years after the Velvet Revolution, some owners are reaping the rewards, more and more often choosing to sell. Czech businessman Miroslav Čižík says he understands why some are calling it a day.
I think we can see really many companies that has gone to this phase, and it's either a reason of the age of the business people, or they simply got a little bit tired and they want to enjoy now the money they fully deserve.
Businesses include everything from auto parts manufacturing to food production, biotechnology, and IT. Milan Musil is the project manager for the Prague branch of Arca Capital. He says it's fair to call recent selling a wave.
In 15 years in the business, I have to say I've never seen anything like it. One of the main factors company owners are selling is that they are maybe a little worn out after many years of involvement. Others simply want to try something new. They've helped their companies earn a strong position on the market, but now they would need to take their firm to the next level, usually meaning expansion abroad.
Such moves, of course, require new strategies, know-how, and above all, far more available capital. One reason why some would rather sell than stay on for restructuring or bringing in new partners. But Gabriel Eichler, the head of the Prague-based equity specialist Benson Oak, admits it's not always easy for owners to know when to get out.
You'll never know when you're ahead or when you're not ahead. I mean, we have bought into companies where the founder owner was just ready simply to move on. He's been at it for 10, 15 years, got it to a certain stage. When we took over, we quadrupled the sales or something because he was just no longer there, essentially. Well, was he on top of it? No. Yeah, there was obviously more room, but you can also go bankrupt in 3 years, even though you're doing very well today. So you never know how things will change for you and how the industry changes and what competitors do, etc.
One of the most publicized sales in the Czech Republic in recent years, somewhat foreshadowing this year's surge, was the sale of the nationwide betting agency Fortuna. That was founded by acclaimed lyricist Michal Horáček. After 15 years in the business, he and colleagues sold their company for an undisclosed amount, widely estimated at $100 million. The lyricist, something of a legend in the Czech music business, told me the reason behind his choice.
Under socialism, before 1989, what we are lacking was not only the possibility to follow a business venture, you know, to be involved in some entrepreneurial kind of adventure or whatever, but also what we were lacking was the possibility of a decent life, to acquire an education, to travel and see the world and everything. So I thought that this debt should be repaid through my life story. Getting stuck, you know, behind a computer in some office and that wouldn't give me back the world and the possibility to study and to write and to live, really. That was personally why I decided to offer the company for sale.
As it stands, more and more company founders or owners may soon find themselves in similar situations if they haven't already. Some may follow Michal Horáček's example, though it's safe to say at least a few will find the world of business too intriguing to give up.